The big countdown to the Oscars has begun, 5 days until the most exuberant ceremony in Hollywood gathers the film industry's best from around the world. Now, here at Tell Me More, we've prepared our own celebration of talent with our Divas on Screen series. We've been looking at some of the most influential Black actresses. Today, film critic Mia Mask tells us about one of the most versatile and talented contemporary female performers, Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg is a comedic force. She's defied the odds, overcome personal hurdles, and carved out a niche in film and television.
Good morning, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
What a nice start.
And welcome to The View.
Whoopi was born Karen Elaine Johnson in New York City. She began acting at the Hudson Guild in the Helena Rubinstein Children's Theater when she was only 8 years old. In Hollywood, glamorous roles for Black actresses have traditionally been reserved for light-skinned, slender performers. Such racial typecasting did not deter Goldberg's ambitions. She appeared in the chorus of the Broadway musicals Jesus Christ Superstar and Hair. Whoopi Goldberg made her film debut in Steven Spielberg's 1985 adaptation of Alice Walker's The Color Purple.
I'm poor, Black. I may even be ugly, but dear God, I'm here. I'm here.
A newcomer to the big screen, she played Celie, the main heroine who was a victim of domestic violence. The film was a commercial success, grossing over $80 million at the box office. And for her strong yet subtle performance, Goldberg received an Oscar nomination and a Golden Globe Award. Throughout the 1980s, her films Burglar, Fatal Beauty, Clara's Heart, and The Telephone were by and large only marginally successful. Goldberg became a household name with her portrayal of fortune teller and tarot card reader Oda Mae Brown in Ghost.
Did he know someone by the name of Anna? Consuelo? Lucita? Julieta? Josefina? Linda? Maria?
Sisi, it's Mama. She is Maria.
Yes! Praise God, I knew he was with his mama.
Oh, my God.
The film grossed over $500 million worldwide and earned Goldberg an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. At the time, this was only the second Oscar ever awarded to an African-American woman. In 1992, with Sister Act, Goldberg had another box office success. She also picked up another Golden Globe Award.
Hail, girls.
Hail, Mary. What's up?
Well, Jerusalem's become a real drag. Everybody hates me.
Not that guy over there.
Who, him? They all say he's different. They say he's really weird.
We don't care what people say. To us, he's always there.
Really?
Whoopi Goldberg has hosted everything from fundraisers to the Oscars and now collaborates as part of the lively ensemble on The View. Goldberg has become a mainstay in American entertainment, despite being an African-American woman in a predominantly white industry where mainstream beauty reigns. Whoopi Goldberg is Hollywood's unruly woman. She is sometimes described as too fat, too funny, too noisy, too rebellious. In Broadway performances, Hollywood pictures, independent movies, and on television, she challenges social hierarchies, crosses through racial boundaries, and subverts conventional authority. When we review her career, we see her long-standing commitment to question and oppose dominant standards of beauty and femininity as they inform visual pleasure and narrative cinema.
He may not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy,
we are.
He's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Let's take it home, ladies.
Mia Mask is an associate professor of film at Vassar College. She is the author of Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. To read more about Whoopi Goldberg and see video clips from her hits, The Color Purple and Sister Act, please go to the program page of NPR.org, select Tell Me More. Tune in tomorrow, and Mia will tell us about the most powerful woman in film and television, Oprah Winfrey.